Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of an nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Clink, clunk, 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 clunk.
Yeah, la, 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 la. Once again, on the balcony, everywhere around the world.
In quarantine.
In quarantine. My name is Scott, here in the studio.
I'm Anthony, miles away from the studio. We're Balcony Radio, together wherever.
We're playing the music on this beautiful day that we happen to be recording it on.
That's right, it's gorgeous. Once again, I'm sitting out on the porch under my big umbrella. Scott has the window wide open. I'm looking at you on FaceTime.
Oh, yes.
And there's a big blur of light next to you.
That's right.
The sun outside your window.
It's a beautiful sunny day, man, and we got to stay inside. I want to go down. I want to go outside. I want to get out of here, you know?
I never noticed how the sun hits your hits the balcony, like, right on. It's right there.
Which way is west? Oh, yes, that's west. That's east over there.
People can't see you.
And that's
people
west.
Can't see you.
Where I'm pointing for you. Ahead of me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pointing right at my computer screen, and that is east.
Podcasting, a visual medium.
A visual, non-visual medium.
Anyway, no, I'm just looking at Scott, and there's so much glare. It's hilarious. It just looks like you're on the sun recording.
Yeah, really. I can see my picture in the picture-in-picture thing here. It does look a little bright out there, doesn't it?
Eesh. Anyway.
Wow.
Let's get to it. So what are we doing today, my friend?
Well, we are doing another lesson in the 101 series today, buddy. We are doing lesson number 144, and we are paying tribute to the music and artists of Laurel Canyon.
That's right. So there are myriad of reasons for doing this show. One, this is good music.
It is. One,
two,
it's great.
Two, I saw that there was recently released a Laurel Canyon music documentary, which I have zero interest in watching because I really don't like Jacob Dylan. He's featured fairly prominently in it, and I just don't like him. So... And I've heard he's like not a nice person to deal with in person from someone that you and I both know who encountered him multiple times.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, I'll tell you that off air.
Okay.
So, what was I going to... Oh, yeah, so there's this documentary out, and it's like and Tom Petty's in it, and so it's like there's probably really good stuff about it, but I just don't want to see it, and I'm fairly familiar with the scene already, so I don't feel like I need to see a documentary about it.
And yes, then, we've been growing up with the music for decades, you know, and it's been like woven into the fabric of Los Angeles, and
yes,
you know pretty much what's going on. You've heard the stories over and over again.
And especially if you grew up in the area, you're very familiar with this music.
Yes.
And the third thing is, you and I, before quarantine happened, the last thing we did when we got together is watch the new Quentin Tarantino movie, which I knew that you would just dig, and you went out and bought the DVD.
Yes. So. I've watched it a couple of times, too. I was kind of wondering. It's like, well, I'm not getting it quite yet. And then I watched it a couple of times.
I feel the same way.
And it's
but
like,
now you love it.
Now I'm starting to understand the characters and how they work within each other. So
yeah,
but I like the movie. I liked it.
I do. What I really liked was the soundtrack. And since the main character Rick lives in Laurel Canyon, there's a few music cues that are just like, oh man, that's the perfect song to use if you're in that neighborhood, because the people who recorded it are like right around the corner.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And we're very much alive at the time.
Very much. So. So for those myriad reasons, we thought, hey, let's do a Laurel Canyon show. And this list got put together in like 10 minutes. It was so easy to do.
You picked some great stuff. You picked some really excellent music, and it's going to blend really well together. And it covers a lot of ground, a lot of different genres. And I think people are going to really enjoy it.
But one zip code.
But one zip code. Isn't that weird? Or maybe two. It might be two zip codes.
When was the last time you went through Laurel Canyon?
Oh, my goodness. It's been...
Was it with me? It might have been with me.
With you. It was 6 or 8 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, probably. I don't know what we were doing there, but I know I've driven through that area with you.
Laurel Canyon, something. Lookout Mountain, and all the areas up there. I think it's like two zip codes.
Have you been into the Mart, the Laurel Canyon Mart?
No, I have not. I've been by it a couple times, but it looks very quaint.
It does. And it's one of the, I think it's the only thing still left there from when the hippies were around.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure they get a lot of tourists going, whoa, is this the place? Yeah. Like, whoa.
Well, Jim Morrison passed out right over there.
He really did. Well, let's get into some music.
He totally did.
He really did. He's right around the corner, man. It's like,
on the steps.
Hey, Jim, you got to go, man.
So let's get some music going. I haven't been in a while either, because every time you go through there, it's really trafficy because there's a lot of looky-loos.
Yes.
And because it's such a pretty area, and yes. It's the weirdest thing because Laurel Canyon is like, what, five minutes drive from Hollywood Boulevard, and all of a sudden you're in the woods, and it's really weird.
Yes, and it traverses right across the mountain between Hollywood and the valley, so you get a lot
lots of big cats there.
Lots of cats, and it's very rural and very rustic.
Yeah. It's all trees. It's really, really pretty. And then there's all these like million-dollar houses that were built in the 20s and 30s that are just awesome. So
yeah.
It's the coolest area. It's one of my favorite parts of Los Angeles.
It's beautiful, man.
It really is.
And so let's listen to some music right now. We've waxed rhapsodic about this place quite well. So let's
enough waxing. Let's do some waning.
Let's do some waning now and listen to some wax. We're going to start out... with some blues
you like.
With some blues here, the Canned Heat, and we're going to listen to a song called Long Way from L.A.
And her coats are second-hand ones. And silence, I'm in my little canyon home. Look Looking back a century, I look at where I stand. It must have looked the same as when a patch is on the land. So beautiful to be alone. Got the sun and trees and silence. I'm in my Laurel Canyon home. And silence, I'm in my Laurel Canyon home. So beautiful to be alone. I got the sun and trees and silence. I'm in my Laurel Canyon home.
There you go, Mr. John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. Ooh, wasn't that sweet? Wasn't that nice? John Mayall and, oop, I think we lost our connection with Anthony here, but we'll get it right back.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, I'm here. I was being a good broadcaster and letting you talk first.
Okay. I've lost your picture here. That's why I was.
Oh, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can see you.
Okay. Hello.
Okay.
Anyway.
You can see me.
John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. Blues from Laurel Canyon, the Laurel Canyon home. That just about sums it up. There you go. You're back again. Okay.
There we go.
Hey. I'm taking care of all the technology here in Master Control here, ladies and gentlemen. So,
well, that's your job, buddy.
That's my job. I'm Mr. Master Control himself.
It says that on the masthead.
It does. It really does.
It's on the website.
It's on the website. Mr. Master Control himself. Anyway, you want to tell them what we had in the opening set there, bud?
Sure. We started with Long Way from L.A. by Canned Heat, who were a great band. They played Woodstock. We pulled that from Best Of theirs called Historical Figures and, what is it, Ancient Artifacts?
Ancient Heads. Called? Ancient Heads.
Ancient Heads. Oh, sorry. I had to go full screen there. Which is them in about 1970, I want to say, 71.
That's a good guess.
I just got a message from you saying, say what years we're covering.
I mean,
we're going about 67 to 74, 75 at the latest.
Okay, there you go.
But mostly in the early 70s. And then we played Joni Mitchell's Ladies of the Canyon, the title track from her third album, I want to say. It's very early on, and it's really good.
Yeah, I think that's about right, yeah.
What were you going to say?
I say that's about right, third album or so.
I think it is, and it's the first one that she gets right.
Right.
Clouds isn't super good, and then is Hissing Wands the second one?
No.
There's another one. There's something. There. Oh, there's a self-titled one.
There's the Joni Mitchell record. Yes, and then
That one's not very good either.
And then Ladies of the Canyon.
No, Clouds is first.
Clouds is first.
Yeah, no, Clouds. There's a self-titled one, and I think it's Clouds, and then it's Ladies of the Canyon. I believe this is
all right.
Top of my head. I'm probably wrong.
We'll take your word on it, but we'll probably. Let him fix it. Okay, that's fine.
Verify.
Yeah, right.
And then we played Go and Say Goodbye by Poco, which is an interesting act that you should get to know better. They're a bunch of all-star session guys that got together for a band, and they're really good.
They are very good.
And we played Go and Say Goodbye from a record of theirs called A Good Feeling to Know. And then we finished up there with John Mayhall and his Blues Breakers, Blues from Laurel Canyon, which is about 1968, I want to say. And that's the song called Laurel Canyon Home.
All right. So we are taking a nice tour trip through the Laurel Canyon, music-wise. And I can smell the dust and taste the dust in the air right now and smell the smog permeating down from the city into the valleys.
Into the weed smoke valleys.
Yes, exactly. There's been so many fires in Laurel Canyon over the years. There weren't too many fires in the 60s and at about this time, but later on there were a few. That.
When does Zappa's house burn down?
Oh, goodness. God, I can't remember now.
Is that in the 90s?
It's sometime in the 90s, I think, yes.
Okay.
But it didn't burn completely down. They just recently sold that house up there on Lookout Mountain. So,
because they went to the valley, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
which is where everyone winds up at one time or another.
That's right. And they also sold the one where he was living the whole time, where he had his utility muffin research kitchen and all of that. So that's the house where he had his recording studio at, and that's where he died. It was the last years of his life where he lived, and he recorded a lot of stuff at the time. So just went on the market and sold, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. This said, how'd your bid do?
My $5.82 bid did not go well at all.
You were out early.
I was out a little early on that one. So anyway, let's get back into the music as quickly as possible here. And we're going to play a guy who actually should have been in the Eagles, I think.
Why is he not? He sounds like every other... He sounds exactly like Glenn Frey.
He really does. Yeah. He writes amazing songs. And
he wrote their best songs.
He was part of the Souther Hillman Fury Band for a long time. His name is John Souther, and J.D. Souther, as he's more well-known. And we're going to go to a record called John David Souther. This is called Some People Call It Music.
Like a pilgrim, but there's something in way. I think I love you, but I just don't have the time. Nobody knows. All runs through.
like we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide it. I just can't fake it. Mm-hmm. It used to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. We just can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it.
Feathered fancy that the sash around your waist had turned to lead, and a jingle jagged faggot friend was dead. When the wine you spilled it stained her pillow red, and the midnight cowboys came and quickly fled. Oh, the whole thing was bringing her down. Lady Anne, we danced the fandango on your bed, and the gypsy woman once said, let an easy to share your bed. But you chose the drunken gigolo instead. How were you to know he was ill-bred? And you sighed and cried, you hung your head and said that the whole thing was bringing you down. Bandana round her head, Pretty Anne with the peacock feathered fancy, that the sash around her waist had turned to lead, and her jingle jagged faggot friend was dead, and the midnight cowboys came and quickly fled. Oh, the wine we spilled, it stained her pillow red. And she let an easy rider share her bed. But she chose the drunken gigolo instead.
Well, he seemed to gather some very identifying icons in that lyric of his between between Easy Riders and Midnight Riders and Midnight Cowboys. It was Midnight Cowboys, yes, and Easy Riders. Oh my goodness!
Yes, both. I wonder who was that about.
Everybody, it would seem like.
It was about everybody. That's
everybody
right.
Was in Los Angeles at the time. You make your take your pick. You know, who's the Midnight Cowboy? Who's the Easy Rider? My goodness.
Well, let's see.
Anyway, that was John Phillips.
I don't think any of them is Dustin Hoffman. How's that?
Okay, that's fair enough. That was John Phillips from his really good record, but I don't know what's John the Wolf King of L.A. was the name of the record. I was trying to. It's rather pretentious. That's the word I was trying to think of.
I was going to go with problematic.
Problematic, yes. That's a good way to describe it as well. But that was a nice, pretty song called April Ann.
Which
was about his wife at the time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway.
Why don't I do it and then you can do the plugs?
Okay, go right ahead.
All right. So we started with J.D. Souther from his great record. I believe it's his first one, John David Souther, mm-hmm. with a song called Some People Call It Music. And that one is just super good. That entire record is great. It's like an Eagles record that doesn't get on your nerves. It's awesome.
You're right. Exactly. That's exactly right. And his stuff with, like we mentioned earlier, with the Souther Hill Fury Band,
yeah.
That's good stuff as well.
It's very good. And then we moved on to Scott's boy, Frank Zappa, doing Peaches and Regalia from his record Hot Rats.
Hot Rats, man.
The soundtrack to a movie that you can make up in your head as it goes along.
And it's just come out in a 50th anniversary edition, too.
It feels like that would be the soundtrack to a whitesploitation movie.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I never thought of it that way before. Okay.
Hey, honky. Yes. And then we played one of the greatest songwriters of all time, Carole King, from a recent collection called The Legendary Demos, which is basically all her demos for Tapestry. And I think there's a couple for the record after as well. But it's mainly Tapestry, and it's just her at the piano at her house in Laurel Canyon. Mm-hmm. And they're so great. It's amazing. It's a beautiful record. We played that one just to feel like you're in Carol's living room in Laurel Canyon.
Probably.
Which if you're one of the 80 million people that have the Tapestry record, you're very familiar with the scene of her in the window with her cat that was taken at her place in Laurel Canyon, which I always thought it was New York for some reason, but no, that was here.
That was here. And I think that record has sold in the neighborhood of over 200 million records now.
It's something insane, and it's worth it. If you haven't heard it, then you're really missing out, because it's one of the few instances of pretty much a perfect record. It's so great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we finished up there with John Phillips. John the Wolf King of L.A. is the record, April Ann, the song. And now here's Scott with the plugs.
Da, 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 da. Okay, quick plug of runes. I'm going to fade Anthony down here to the side so I can do some plugs, and he can do whatever he wants to out there. Anyway, excuse me. The first thing I want to tell you about is our email address, which is balconyradio@gmail.com. balconyradio@gmail.com. Send things there and we'll respond to it. balconyradio@gmail.com. And that, of course, leads you right back to the website, balconyradio.com. Everything happening there, like our 24-hour stream going on 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, more or less. Monday through Saturday, we play just about everything we have in our 60,000 and growing song collection. We do that Monday through Saturday, and then on Sunday we narrow things down to jazz for 24 hours. So we kind of get you covered there, musically speaking, on balconyradio.com in the stream there. You can also listen to our past episodes, which are nesting quietly there, and you can download them and listen to all of them, and also subscribe to the RSS feed as well. And then you get every show delivered to you instantly and in whatever podcast catcher you happen to have. So the RSS is right there as well at balconyradio.com. And you can also visit us on the social networking area. First off, you can check us out on Instagram, which is @balconyradio. And we post all kinds of good stuff there. We post our record of the day. We go through our vinyl collection and we post something up there. And we do that on Insta, and that's when we post all our notices when we post our new shows, which actually go up on Facebook at Balcony Radio FM. So you can go to both of those networking sites and social interacting sites, and you can catch us. We post our new shows, like I said, on Facebook, and we post all kinds of articles and things of that nature as well. So a couple of good reading experiences there for you. We get you going on Facebook, and also please do not follow us on Twitter. Twitter is just non-existent in our life. So we do have a Twitter handle, which is @balconyradio, but we don't do anything there, do we, Anthony?
No, don't bother following it.
No,
so I don't follow it, and you don't follow it.
No, so somehow it picks up stuff that we do, but follow us on
Instagram. I know. I really wish it didn't.
Yeah, I know. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. That's where we have the fun. Okay. So anyway.
Exactly. And let's get back to the tunes. Sure. Oh my gosh, this is my favorite song that we're playing today.
Okay.
I love this song. You want to introduce it?
Oh,
Do radio voice.
Well, hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to AM Top 40. It's time for the Mamas and the Papas from their album, The Papas and the Mamas. This is called 1230.
Outside my window was a steeple with a clock that always said 12:30. Young girls have come good morning and really mean it, to feel these changes happening in me. But not to notice till I feel it.
images of beauty by the skyness. Vibration bounds in no direction. But my head shattered into fragments. Young girls are coming to the
sinking low, doesn't see the joy there is to know. And he cries from the misery, and he lies singing harmony. She is gone, there is no tomorrow. It is dawn, so now he must borrow the life of his brothers, and living in sorrow must do for the others. Loving people everywhere, but where is she? She is not there. A chill wind hits his face. Was that a tear? I thought I saw a trace. And he cries from the misery, and he lies singing harmony. She is gone, there is no tomorrow. It is done, so now he must borrow the life of his brothers, and living in sorrow must do for the others.
This is The Balcony.
The Velvet Underground.
I'm talking about none other than Bootsy Collins.
In...
of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The Yardbirds.
Chuck Berry.
Hawkwind.
Your...
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The Replacement.
Ear hole. Z. Plural.
But my love for you is like a sinking ship, and my heart is on that ship out in mid-ocean. When harm is done, no love
Children's song.
There we go. The Beach Boys, a late era song from the Beach Boys, Surf's Up, the title track from the same record. And
such a pretty song.
A very beautiful song. It's it really, just listening to it here, I've noticed more of the melancholy in those lyrics. And it's a song, the phrase Surf's Up is supposed to be one of like, Surf's Up, man, is supposed to be one of like, cowabunga, a big cheer, but
yeah.
And this one, it's like Surf's Up, but it's a big tidal wave that's coming to engulf us. So,
yeah, the surf is up, life.
It's very strange, very ironic.
Time to pack it in.
I think the Beach Boys are completely misunderstood in their later era. I think there's some room for some solid reevaluation there.
I think they got more interesting when people stopped paying attention to them also.
Yeah.
Which is...
I think that's true.
Which kind of always happens with artists that are around for a long time. Once they can be a little bit more experimental, you get some interesting stuff out of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And Brian Wilson has been doing pretty well lately, and he had his tour cut short, unfortunately. He was doing well there for a while, but because of the pandemic that's been going around here, it's...
Was he touring Pet Sounds again?
No, he was actually touring Orange Crate Art. Yes, they've just remastered and re-released that with Van Dyke Parks. So,
God, that must be like 30 years old by now, right?
Yes, close to it. that's 25 or 30 years old, something in that range. So wow. That's basically what his project was. So, and that's an interesting record too. I get not one of his best solo records. It's got a few good tracks on it, but it's worth a listen.
Mm-hmm.
Orange Crate Art, absolutely. But we heard from the Beach Boys there from Surf's Up, and we started with the Mamas and the Papas with a song called 12:30 from their album The Papas and the Mamas. That about sums it up.
I see what they did there. Yeah.
Yes. And then Crosby, Stills, and Nash right after that from their debut record and the song Do for the Others. Pardon me. And then Linda Ronstadt, pardon me, right after that.
Wow, you are dying on air, man.
I am dying, ladies and gentlemen, right here. I need some water quickly. Linda Ronstadt from her Heart Like a Wheel record, and she was singing the Ann McGarrigle song, Heart Like a Wheel. Gee, how did that work out?
It worked out well.
Worked out really well. A great, great song. And the Beach Boys with Surf's Up. So there you go. That was that song.
Right.
All right.
So I guess you can kind of say that the Beach Boys were kind of the first Laurel Canyon band, because as soon as they got money, Brian went and bought a big house up in the mountains there.
Did he really? Because I always associated them from like Hawthorne and that era.
Well, that's where they're from. But like around this era, he's living up in the mountains in his big hippie enclave.
I did not know that. Okay, so there you go. He had his roots.
I think Mike Love lived in Laurel Canyon too, if I recall.
All right. Well, we'll put them there as honorary members of Laurel Canyon.
No, they're there. Look it up on the internet, it lists them as one of the acts that was associated with the era.
Dennis Wilson was up there quite a bit too. I mean, that was his time as well.
Okay. Was that there? Yeah, that was there too, where all the Manson people moved in. That's Laurel Canyon as well, right? Or is that Coldwater? I don't remember.
The Hollywood Hills somewhere.
It's somewhere in there. Anyway, that's that finished up there with the Surf's Up by the Beach Boys, which comes out in 68, I want to say, 68, 69.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not super familiar with the order of their discography, because it gets a little messy after their run of singles.
Yes, and also after Pet Sounds, too, things are a little topsy-turvy as well. So Surf's Up was the record that came out right after Pet Sounds, and this was sort of not Brian Wilson at his best, but certainly some good production on it.
Yeah, there's great songs on it.
Absolutely.
It's really down tempo, which is the other thing that maybe it didn't connect as well as the other ones.
That's right, exactly. So anyway, let's move along here with some more music. What do we got here? Why don't you tell them?
We're going to play one of the first, actually the first song I picked for the show, because it's just such a good tune. And it features David Crosby when he was still in the band. So we get another appearance from the Crosby, Stills, Nash band. They'll be well represented from here on out.
Okay.
So here's the Byrds with Going Back.
I think I'm going back to the things I learned so well in my youth. I think I'm returning to those days when I was young enough to know the now there are no games to only pass the time. No more electric trains, no more trees to climb. But thinking young and growing older is no sin, and I can play the game of life to win. I can recall a time when I wasn't ashamed to reach out to a friend. Now I think I've got a lot more than just my toys to lend. Now there's more to do than watch my silver fly. But every day can be a magic carpet ride. A little bit of courage is all we lack. So catch me if you can, I'm going. Now there's more to do than watch my silver glide, but every day can be magic carpet ride. A little bit of courage is all we lack. So catch me if you can, I'm going.
Just like forever. Oh, don't be
I sure wish I could get you in the mood to get yourself as crazy as me. But we both know I can't even touch you, babe, and still your love is getting to me, yeah. I get so wasted in the city. Last girl I hit on wasn't very pretty. I've been wasting all my time in pity, waiting for you to leave your man. I need you, baby. You drive me crazy. The past and the present are endless and hazy. The moon is a weaver, the sun is your clown, and his way of loving is holding you down. I touch her when I'm holding your hand. She's got eyes wide as you, bright shining too, sleeping next to some other man. When I could make you feel so good, if I could only make you mine, if you could believe that you could live without him, I got to tell you one more time. I need you, baby. You drive me crazy.
Lie there helplessly in a pile outside the door. I tried and tried, but I just can't remember what they're for. The world outside is tugging like a beggar at my sleeve. Oh, that's much too old a story to believe. Know that it's taken its share of me, even though you take such good care of me. Now you say Morocco, and that makes me smile. I haven't seen Morocco for a long, long while. Dreams are rolling down across the places in my mind, and I've just had a taste of something fine. future hides and the past just slides. England lies between, floating in a silver mist, so cold and so clean. And California's shaking like an angry child will, who has asked for love and is unanswered still. And you know that I'm looking back carefully, 'cause I know that there's still something there for me. But you said Morocco and you made me smile, and it hasn't been that easy for a long, long while. Looking back into your eyes, I saw them really shine, giving me a taste of something fine, something fine. Now if you see Morocco, I know you'll go in style. I may not see Morocco for a little while, but while you're there, I was hoping you might keep it in your mind to save me just a taste of something fine.
Very nice indeed. Jackson Browne from, I believe it's his first record. Jackson
yes,
Browne,
is.
Saturate Before Using, I believe, parenthetically called. And Something Fine.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we started out with the Byrds in that set from their record, The Notorious Byrd Brothers. And going back, the name of that song, which has been sung by many, many people, including Dusty Springfield and a few others.
Yeah, her version is great.
It really is. It has just as much smoke and sweat as the Byrds do. And then this is credited to Mickey Dolenz and Davy Jones, but it's actually a Monkees record. This is actually one of the last, I think it's the ninth Monkees record that came out. It's one of the last, it's sort of a contractual obligation record, I guess. It's called Changes is the name of the record. But this song was called Do It in the Name of Love. Many of the songs on the record actually turned up in the television series in syndication. They replaced a lot of the older songs with some of the later songs, and so this was one of them that got changed on one of the later episodes of the Monkees.
Mm-hmm.
Do It in the Name of Love. Very nice song, actually.
Yeah, it really is.
And then the Eagles right after that from the Take It Easy record. I believe it's Take It Easy. Yes, Take It
yes,
Easy.
Yes, this was the flip side of one of their first singles. I think it's the flip side to Take It Easy.
Oh, all right. Very good. There you go. And it's called...
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. It says so right there on the screen. Duh. Yeah, uh-huh. it's the B-side, which isn't on the record.
All right. And it's called Get You in the Mood. Very unusual non-album track, I guess you could say. I don't know if that's on the record or not, actually.
No, it's not.
And then Jackson Browne finished things up there from Saturate Before Using his first record, Something Fine, the name of that one. Yes. So we've been roaming around the Laurel Canyon, just going up and down the same five or six blocks of the road here.
Yes, we're winding up on the valley side now.
Yeah, we're working our way across here, and we're going to move into the last set of the show, and we're going to start with one of the great songwriters of the time. Mm-hmm. And
I love this song.
This is from his record, Stephen Stills 2. Of course, this is Stephen Stills. The song is called Change Partners.
All of the ladies attending the ball are requested to gaze in the faces found on your dance card. Please then remember and don't get too close to one special one.
dances. They learn how to handle the fork board. Gently but firmly they learn to say no. There were four more young men who were waiting in the color and the North Boy. So we chanted his partner.
Jumping Jim, talking about a mudslide slam. Don't you know that a fish got to swim? Don't a goose got to fly high? Little dog got to die, die going home. Whoa,
whoa,
don't you know? Whoa,
whoa,
don't you know?
Don't you know?
Life on the street. Though I'm thinking about hitching my feet. Can't you hand me down them highway shoes? Well, Lord knows I'm talking about the walking blues. Got the rockin' pneumonia dudes. Now I'm headed home. Yes, in here now, don't you come round. Talking about over yonder.
Listen.
Bound to wake up the walking man and me. And I'm bound to warn.
Hey now.
Talking all about Spoonie Lee Bluebone. Looking just like Sherlock Holmes. Searching for a needle in a haystack. Seen him eating lots of fat back face. Something about a railroad track. And I'm going home. Goodbye.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, are we back? Yeah, we're back. Yeah.
We are back. Neil Young and his song After the Gold Rush.
That song's a rim quieter every time.
Yeah, no, you have to wait to the final note fades out there at the end. And it sounds very interesting. It sounds so much different on vinyl than it does digitally, you know, when you're listening to it.
Oh, yeah.
Just the noise.
I'm sure it sounds a lot warmer.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. It's just beautiful. And it was a beautiful way to end the show as well. And lesson number 44 in the 101 series, our tribute to Laurel Canyon. All right. With Mr. Neil Young there. Oh, yes. It was a good show. What was in that last set, my friend? You want to read that off?
Yes, sure. We started with Change Partners by Stephen Stills from his record Stephen Stills 2, which is really great. Yeah. And then we moved on to kind of a middling Doors record called Waiting for the Sun, which came out in 68, I believe.
And 69, actually.
69.
Yeah.
And that was a deep album cut called We Could Be So Good Together that I've never, ever heard on the radio. And then we moved over to James Taylor, who decamped away from New England and found his way to Laurel Canyon for a few years in the early 70s. And we played one of his Laurel Canyon era records, Old One Man Dog, which is pretty good, and a song called Whoa, Don't You Know. And we finished up there with Neil Young, who decamped to Laurel Canyon after the implosion of one of his many, many bands. And went up there and recorded some of his most popular music while he was there.
That's right.
Because he recorded After the Gold Rush and Harvest and a couple other albums while he was living up there.
That's right.
So, and we played the title track to After the Gold Rush, which is just a beautiful song and you have to just shut up and listen to do sometimes.
There you go. In a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed
the
show.
Right, yeah.
That about sums it up. And it was a good way to end the show as well. As well as my voice, which is slowly but surely withering away.
It is done.
It is done. I've run out of water and I've got nothing left to drink here. So anyway, hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for joining us. Follow us on Instagram. Don't bother following us on Twitter. And if you see us in person, don't make eye contact. It creeps Scott out.
That's right. It's social distancing also applies to eye contact as well.
And wear a mask.
And please wear a mask, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, just it's so simple. It doesn't take much effort at all.
It's a common courtesy. Just don't be a dick. Wear a mask.
There you go. Yeah. And I'm starting. It's been so warm out here in where I live that I'm starting to sweat when I'm outside, so now I have to
wear, it happened to me yesterday.
I have to wear gloves now, so I don't spew any liquid on anybody.
I had like a sweat muzzle around me from walking around yesterday with a mask on.
It's very strange, but so the gloves have been coming on, you know, and they're good to have around, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell
Pretty
you.
Pretty soon Scott's going to be walking around in a big floppy hat, too.
I'll be wrapped in plastic like a big Devo guy.
That's right.
My big Devo outfit. All right, we're out of here, ladies and gentlemen. We got to go.
Yes. We have only one person left in the Laurel Canyon experience to play, and that's Mr. Graham Nash, who lived in the area and wrote some really big hits there for his band, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, who we played earlier and who you should totally get into.
Yes.
And we're going to finish up with one of his solo tracks. And for some reason, he didn't have the big solo career, big solo hits the way the other band members did. But he's still worth definitely checking out, and his early 70s material has really aged well. So this is from his first record, Songs for Beginners. Here's Graham Nash with Better Days.
Bye-bye.
Get out.
When your love has moved away, you must face yourself and you must say, I remember better days. Don't you cry, 'cause she is gone. She is only moving on, chasing mirrors through a haze. Thank you.
remember better days. Don't you cry, 'cause she's gone. She is only moving on, chasing mirrors through a haze.
Chambers Brothers.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
We like to play our own record.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.